The Electrician Podcast, powered by Schneider Electric. We're bringing you the electrical industry experts you need to hear to discuss the topics you need to know about.
Welcome to the Electrician Podcast, powered by Schneider Electric. Today, you're listening to the second part of a five-part conversation with Amy the Sparky. To hear more about Amy and how she runs a professional and successful business, check out part one. But if you're up to date, enjoy the continuation of that discussion, which is all about PowerTech.
So you've embraced some of the digital journey for you yourselves as a business. Mm-hmm. How do you position yourself? That's a technology change that you've adopted. How do you position yourself when your customer sort of looks to you as a source of what products to take, and do you take them and on the digital journey? Are you an ambassador of technology? Do you go to your customer and say, have you thought about these solutions?
So you get to know your customers, don't you? And you know, it depends on the job. You kind of know what they're after. You know, if a landlord came to me and they were like, I need a rewire on this property, basic, as quick as you can do it. I want it rented out as soon as possible. I need 3 sockets in every room, 1 switch and 1 light. I'm not going to try and upsell products to them because it's pointless. It's a waste of both of our times. They know what they want. I know what they want. I know what they're after. You know, it's different. You get a client. We had one last year. Huge house, really nice. It's going to be their forever home. They were going back doing it from scratch. You know, there's an opportunity there for me to not just to upsell for my benefit, but for, you know, to show them or talk about different things that they can have that they might not even know about. So at that point, I could say, did you know about this, you know, they've got options, you know, that they've got the money that they want to spend on these things. You know, the last thing I want is for me to spend a couple of months doing all this work in their house, and then next time I see them, they go, oh, I saw this and I didn't even know about it and I wish you'd have told me. Because at the point of when they're spending thousands, you want them to know all their options, don't you?
The reason why I ask this is, we keep touching on technology and digitization. I think we're going to start talking about it shortly, but there's some significant changes that have happened with some of the traditional products. I said earlier, you know, imagine a world where you could actually see what's happening, where it's happening, how it's happening, keep your finger on the pulse. I think as consumers, we do adopt technology quite well. It's probably the quickest change I see in technology adoption. So I'm wearing a smartwatch. Many of our audience, you know, will be familiar with smartwatches, smartphones, you know, even temperature controls at home that you can control off your phone, even lighting, for example. And these technology advances actually start to make lives easier, more comfortable. When we talk about the commercial environments or commercial industrial buildings, or, you know, light commercial buildings like offices, for example, in these spaces, I think the topic around energy efficiency is becoming quite important. I see now many organizations with individuals that are titled the sustainability director. It's quite interesting. So, you know, their sole purpose in life for that business is to take them on a sustainability journey, meet some targets each year. But they can't actually take that journey in many cases unless they've got that level of visibility. So again, coming back to that term, let me get it right this time, making visible what was previously invisible. And the technology to do that in electrical distribution, it's available, it exists. It's not that new. So in my sort of area of expertise, we've had the ability to put energy meters onto distribution boards for many, many years. And I remember that way back when it was launched, many of our electricians, contractors, you know, sort of challenged and said, why would I want to stick an energy meter on a distribution board? You guys are absolutely crazy. But you roll on some years, Most distribution boards that are installed now in commercial industrial environments have some sort of energy meter on there to understand what is happening in that distribution board. You know, the where is the energy being used? One of the significant advances we made some years ago was when we launched PowerTag. PowerTag is an amazing, award-winning energy sensor that I think we have the best kept secret. Have you heard about PowerTag?
I have indeed, yeah.
I think that stems from me probably having
yeah.
I think what would the word be? A very energetic discussion with you at an event.
You got me excited about it.
So, you know, technology exists and we talk about sort of evolutions. PowerTag, it can actually allow you to understand your energy, whether it's power, voltage, current, at the final circuit. And this level of insight means that if you're trying to manage your electrical distribution system, if you're trying to take a sustainability journey, if you've got critical loads that you need to make sure that are on, it can allow you to do that. And I always refer to this like my smartwatch. So every so often, my smartwatch buzzes and it says, Deepak, you really need to get up and take some steps. You're inactive for too long. You know, in my sort of world, you start to live this sedentary lifestyle. You're sat at a desk, you know, unless I'm presenting and pacing up and down in front of an audience. So it allows me to stay on top of my health. It monitors my sort of heart rate. And I found an interesting one where I was having a very heated discussion and it started to pulse red. And I think basically it stopped me in that conversation. It allowed me to calm down. But we've got technology that can do that for electrical distribution. And I think many of our customers have started to take this journey. And I talked to you about, you know, are you that person that is the ambassador of technology? Do you sort of take technology to your customers? And what is the impression that you get from your customer? Sorry, and I'm going to take another tangent. When you take technology to your customer, how do they sort of accept it? Do they look to you as an ambassador, as a source of truth? And how does that sort of position you as a business?
It depends on what technology we're talking about. I mean, when you talk to customers about technology, if you're trying to upsell a product from something that's basic to something that's wow, the first thing they want to know is how much it's going to cost them. I'll be honest, that's the first thing they'll say. If it's out of the, it's got to be really something that's really needed, that's really going to help their business or whatever they're doing to be worth, you know, the price tag. So that's what they're going to want to know first. I think most people, that type of customer that would go for something like, say, PowerTag, they're going to do their own research on that as well. You know, they're going to want to know the ins and outs of what they're going to gain from that.
I think it's been able to show them and say to them, yeah, you're going to, you say about the cost to begin with, but it's also looking at the savings off the back of that initial outlay.
I think that's it. It's getting them to understand what they're going to gain from it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think there'll be a type of client in a, you know, we've discussed it before. There's in a factory where something's going to be on all the time. Something needs to be on all the time. Monitoring that circuit is going to be really beneficial. You know, it's different in a house, isn't it? It's a different scenario.
Do your customers then, do they come to you and think, I've got a level of trust because you're an expert that can deliver that information to me?
I'd like to think so.
PowerTag, you know, I get very enthusiastic about it because it's one of the smallest energy sensors that's available in the market. Gives you a level of insight into final circuits. I think we're in a world now where having that level of visibility is becoming more and more important. So residential, we talked about the smart meter rollout, the visibility, me turning off my heating now. The PowerTag type product, it does something very similar in terms of it can get you that level of visibility of the final circuit. So whether it's an MCB or an RCBO, actually going up even to a molded case circuit breaker, you merely tag the back of the breaker, connect it to a gateway, use some software, and you've got now a connected system. So back to that sort of smartwatch on your wrist, then you've got the ability to sort of get alerts and get an insight into what's on, what's off, how long has it been on for. So you can now see that level of visibility. And I think one thing that we talk about in our channels, whether it's electricians, contractors, is that you've got the ability to walk into your customer as an ambassador of technology. The technology exists. Some of these challenges that they face, your end customer or the end users, is around or very similar to what we have at home. You know, what energy are we using? When are we using it? How are we using it? And I come back to that statement I made earlier about making visible what was previously invisible. How do you start to take the ability to make a decision? How can you decide what's on or what should be on or what's off or should be off at any point if you don't have that level of visibility? So for the last probably 10 years, we put energy meters onto distribution boards. And I bet, are you installing distribution boards or when you go and work in any commercial environments, is that what you see? Distribution boards with meters everywhere?
Yeah, we see a lot of that. We do a lot of testing, so yeah, we see a lot of that.
So many of your customers then have got these distribution board systems. They've got meters on them. Mm-hmm. Where are these distribution boards generally placed?
Oh, in locked cupboards, locked rooms, plant rooms.
Basements or something like that, aren't they?
Yeah, most of the time it's, yeah, nobody knows where
and the key is. And that's the reason why sort of I asked that question, because we know that most of these distribution boards are in locked cupboards, in a riser, you know, secure, and I understand that. But that energy meter in many occasions is sat there with some level of data on the screen. Mm-hmm. But who's interacting with
Never looked at.
Who's looking at it?
Yeah.
Who's logging that information? So essentially, it's sat there doing a job, but we're not really taking the advantage or the using that level of visibility for anything. But to go on a stage from there, that meter is an aggregation of the loads that are fed from that distribution board. So it's sort of having a level of insight. So you've taken the blindfold off, you can see that that board is using some energy, but we tie your hands behind your back. Because you can't really take any decisions based on that level of detail from that meter at this point. What becomes really interesting is when you start to put final circuit monitoring in, you can now start to understand exactly which circuits and loads are on or off, what thresholds they're operating at. And that's when you start to now be able to take an informed decision to act on the information that you've got. Because it's actually detailed enough so you can say, if I've got an office block that closes at 5 o'clock, now there's nobody in the building, why would I want my electric heaters to be running from 5 o'clock till potentially 7 o'clock the next day at full power? It's just absolutely wasting energy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't necessarily see that historically with the energy meter at the head of distribution. With PowerTag, you can now start to see that level of information, final circuit insight. And the amazing thing is, you can literally go back through an existing installation of Acti9 and add a PowerTag as a retrospective system. So you can effectively bring your electrical distribution up to date, or you can modernize it, you can bring in some level of digitization. So when you talked about you evolving as a business, and you've evolved some of your operational parts so that you can inform your customer, convert the order to an invoice in a digital way. That's the operational parts of your business.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to hear the next episode when it's released. And don't forget to check out the show notes for all the important information discussed in today's show.